Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. You know, it's good to be back together. If you were with us the past couple of weeks, you know, we just took a break. Last week, my husband and I participated last weekend, along with about 30 other wonderful volunteers in a fun luncheon for our local veterans, primarily World War II, Korea, and Vietnam veterans. We honored over 400 veterans with the luncheon last weekend, and the average age of our veterans was about 80 years old. Some of them brought their spouses to the lunch with them or another family member. So it was a full house, a full ballroom for lunch last week. And one particularly ornery 90-something Korean War veteran that I met at the door, we were helping them find a seat in this massive ballroom. He said he wasn't with anyone, that he was a widower. But that he would like to be seated next to a wealthy widow. That was great. That was kind of the tone of the day. It was delightful, truly. Other veterans came by themselves knowing that they were not going to be alone very long, that they would be among friends no matter who they sat with. That's the thing about veterans. They're not strangers for more than a few moments. And that was certainly the case that afternoon. And among the many honors that we had that day, we were honored to have six World War II veterans among us. It was amazing. They all looked great. Several were over 100, others in their upper 90s, of course. And one of our World War II veterans, Mr. Jimmy Moen, was given special recognition because he served in World War II and Korea and Vietnam, all three wars. Mr. Moen, he's amazing. He came in without a walker, without a cane, without a scooter. He was dressed to the nines, had a beautiful suit, and he brought 10 family members with him. Mr. Moen, they kept calling to see if they could come, and we weren't going to say no to Mr. Moen at all. It was a wonderful celebration for Mr. Moen and his family, as it was for all 400 or more of our veterans. And we were there last Sunday afternoon, and the room was filled with joy and laughter. We all swayed to the music of the men's chorus group who came and sang the golden oldies for all of us, and we were so tickled to have them there. The fellas just, the veterans sang up a storm to everything that the men's chorus was sharing with us. They loved it. And we were moved by the words of our keynote speaker, a war historian who came and shared stories of military heroes from the past. And outside of the ballroom, there was a raging rainstorm, but inside, only happiness rained down. Everyone was having such a good time that once the lunch was over and the last song was sung and the official dismissal was given, it took an additional hour to get them all to finally go home. No one wanted it to end. To the outside world, it just looked like a group of elderly senior citizens, mostly using canes or walkers or wheelchairs or scooters because of the effects of aging over the years. But if you took a moment to look at their faces, the smiles told a different story. They may have had to deal with doctor's appointments on Monday, but happiness and joy were on the menu that Sunday, and no one wanted it to end. Have you ever been at an event where you didn't want it to end? Well, Dr. David Jeremiah poses that same question in his book entitled The Promise of Heaven on page 120. Dr. Jeremiah writes this, and he asks that question: have you ever enjoyed a gathering or an event so much that you started feeling sad about it ending while it was still going on? maybe a family reunion where all your children and possibly grandchildren gathered together for a time of joy and fellowship. Maybe a party that was especially fun. Maybe a season where your favorite team won game after game. Oh, I love that. Whatever the actual event was, he writes, you were enjoying yourself so much that the impending end of your joy became a source of grief or sadness. And he writes, that won't happen in heaven because there will be no end to our eternal home, no shadow of parting from those we love, including, and I'll add especially, Christ. Well, praise God. Praise God. In heaven, our joy will be made complete. Even as we do our work and service to the Lord in heaven, we will be glad and joyful. And that will never end because we will enjoy constant fellowship with Jesus, where there will be no more tears, no more pain, no more sorrow. You know, in one of David's Psalms, Psalm 16, he writes of the joy he has even in the midst of earthly trials and struggles, knowing that he will one day know the joy of fellowshipping with the Lord forever. In Psalm 16, David writes this, starting with verse 7. He writes, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Amen to that, David. Well, you know, one day we too, who know Jesus as our Savior, we will know joy that never ends. Though our smiles can sometimes fade while we're here on earth fighting earthly battles, our hearts know and anticipate the joy that will be ours when one day we cast off our canes and walkers and wheelchairs and instead are walking streets of gold with our Savior, our joy made complete. Well, thank you for listening today, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, please just email me for details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.